Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, April 19th. Burns, let's start with the wrap-up of the week that was, and I'm talking about the big chamber music festival put on by the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts.
I'd love to, Kelly. This was a really special prelude to the opening of the McKnight Center in the fall of 2019 with the New York Philharmonic. It was a absolutely remarkable festival with remarkable musicians from literally all over the country, led by our artistic director, pianist Anne-Marie McDermott from New York. We had a soiree-type performance, which you don't normally hear in cowboy country, but a soiree performance at Philbrook in Tulsa on Tuesday night, and then at a beautiful home in Glardia on Thursday night, and then Friday night here in the living room of Willard Hall, we had a performance, and then we had a free community concert on Saturday night. In between these, the musicians, who are well known throughout the classical world, worked with our students and our faculty in master classes, and it was just really a glorious week. And so I want to thank Anne-Marie and the McKnight Center director, Bart Blakeman, for leading us through this remarkable experience.
Burns, I understand it's time to be calling all foodies right about now.
It is. April is Made in Oklahoma Month, and of course we have the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, which encourages Oklahomans by celebrating and supporting local food companies. Oklahomans with an idea can come to the product center, and it not only helps them market it or it makes it compliant with FDA rules and all the rest, it actually helps them develop it into a better product. Buying local products boosts the local business and our state economy, and this center offers valuable support in that regard. OSU's added more Made in Oklahoma companies to our campus dining options. In fact, today is Made in Oklahoma Day at OSU. Various Oklahoma companies will be on the campus offering samples, and it sounds like I now have lunch plans.
Burns, let's turn to a young artist program that OSU will again be involved with this summer.
We're hosting a summer art academy for students between the ages of 13 and 18. It's the Department of Art, Graphic Design, and Art History who have put together a great schedule. The Academy provides these young artists with a chance to learn from the master instructors. So the offerings cover intro to watercolor, digital photography, video animation, pottery, and much more. The classes begin in late May and will run through early July. The students can enroll in a combination of all these classes. For more information, go to summerartacademy.okstate.edu. That's summerartacademy.okstate.edu.
And of course, Burns, you can't talk about summer without talking about commencement, spring commencement, just around the corner, less than a month away. It's going to be a busy time on campus.
It really is. We're looking forward to it. The commencement ceremonies will be on the 11th and the 12th of May. On Friday afternoon, the 11th, we'll have the veterinary medicine graduation, and that evening the graduate ceremony, and then on the 12th we'll have four ceremonies, believe it or not. We're pleased to honor two successful natives of Enid during the graduate ceremonies. One's a farmer and entrepreneur named Cecil Obrate, and then the Grammy award-winning soprano Leona Mitchell. Cecil Obrate will receive an honorary doctorate of law in fine arts. He was born on a farm just out of Enid during the Depression. He was a structural engineering major here at Oklahoma State University. He's been very successful. His charitable foundation has provided more than $2.5 million in scholarships for more than 400 students since 2013. And of course, Leona Mitchell spent 18 seasons as a leading vocalist at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. She has performed all over the world. A museum and two streets are named for Leona in her hometown of Enid. We're looking forward to it.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.